Okay, I want to say this first and foremost. We know that this is chaos for all the parents. All right, we know that people are like, why on earth do you not have children's ministry today? So we're going to get through this kind of quick, get to the meat of our service. So I want to tell you, when I first moved to Red Rock, we built a brand new home. Has anyone ever had that experience before? A couple people in here. And I'll tell you, we lived in a home that was built in the 1949 before we moved here. And so, I mean, it had all the charm with it, but it also had all the leaks and the, you know, mold issues. We had to rewire the electrical at some point. We didn't have any three-pronged plugs, you know, and so that was, I mean, what do? You get like a billion adapters or whatnot. So we came from this old home. I'll never forget walking in the front door of my brand new house, just like, we're the first people to take a bath in here, to go to the bathroom in here,
that
to walk on
of
the floors.
Wait. To those construction workers, you never know.
You never know. You don't know, but I like to think. I like to think. You know, the first people to walk on this carpet and put our dishes in the cupboard, it felt so brand new. And now it's been 3 years. You come to my house, and it already needs new baseboards, a paint job, right? Because, like, even after 3 years with kids, the wear and tear on it, it's just not fresh anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you walk in, you'll be like, what's going on with the carpet? I thought this place was brand new, you know? We already had to have the floors redone at some point. And so it's just funny, right? After time, it just kind of starts to wear and tear and lose its luster. And I want to say that because today we are celebrating fresh starts with Jesus. And I want to say this, that in Jesus, we have an actual lasting, not wear and tear, fresh start with our God, right? It's not like we move into the house and then it gets a bumps and scrapes and all this, and then it's just not, it loses its luster. I'll tell you what, I came to Jesus when I was 13 years old. I'll never forget what the pastor was saying and how it just felt like the Holy Spirit was just pressing on me, speaking what was in my heart. And I'll tell you what, I love Jesus even more now than I did then, because it does not lose its luster. Amen. It doesn't. And I want to read this verse to you in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. And I love that because I know where I come from. I know that old creation. I remember it vividly of who I was before Christ. But I'll tell you what, it's amazing what God has done in my life and in so many of the lives here in Red Rock and in our church. The new creation has come. That's that fresh start mentality. And I love it because it says the old has gone. It's gone. It's dealt with. It's done. It's not lurking in the background. There's no shame attached to it, no guilt, no, you know, lasting effects from it. It's gone. It's dealt with. And we're going to celebrate that today with our baptisms.
Yeah. So today we're going to be doing dedications and baptisms. And just really quickly, you know, dedications celebrate God's love, his protection, and his guidance in young lives in their futures, right? And it's an opportunity for us to partner and stand and say, yes, we believe that God is going to watch over these kids, and we're going to do our best to partner with these families and say, we're going to do everything we can to keep those kids in the best place that we know how, and that's under God's protection. Yeah. That's with him. That's raising them in a saving knowledge of the love and the protection that God has for them. And so we're going to celebrate that today, and then we're also celebrating baptisms, which are all about how Jesus deals with our past. So dedications are about the future, right? And baptisms are about erasing the past.
Amen.
And so aren't we so thankful that we get to do something in this Christianity, in this serving Jesus and what he's done for us, where we get to say goodbye to our past? Aren't we thankful for that? Are you thankful for that? Where we get to say, no longer does this past define me. I'm now defined by what Jesus has done for me and the future that he's set out for me. Isn't that an amazing promise that we get? Amen? So that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be celebrating those two things. And what better way than hearing from you? If you're here and you're here with family, you're here with your children, and we want to tell these kids, right, what they can look forward to in their future, right? The lives that you have experienced with Jesus, we want to hear about so that these kids can get so excited that they are being dedicated to God and that their future is in His hands, what does that future look like? We want to ask that question of you, and then we also want to hear from those of you, how has God transformed your past? How has He transformed your past completely from who you've been to who you are now? At Village Church, we call ourselves storytellers. We exist to share our story with Jesus so that others can have their own story with Him. And so this is that opportunity that we always love to give here. Would you come forward and, or just stand in your spot, right? And would you share either how good God has been to you, right? And His protection and His love in your life, or how He has transformed a difficult past into a new life, a fresh start, a new creation. And so I'm going to be walking around. If you would just raise your hand, I'll come to you. And I know it's always hard to get this started, right? We have to wait for the first person to go. And we're not going to do a lot of these, right? We want to get like six or seven solid testimonies if we can, and then we're going to have to keep going with our service, right? But we would love to hear from you. Anybody willing to go first? Who has God been to you, or what has He transformed in your life? Awesome. Introduce yourself too, yeah.
Okay, I'm Sandy. One of the biggest things that God has done for me in my life is I was raised feeling that women cannot be a leader in a church. And so coming up, being raised like that, there's a self-worth issue, and I lived that. So what God did for me was wiped my eyes clean and showed me who I was meant to be, and that women can also be leaders. To people, to everyone, to children, and it's okay. And it's okay to live out what God has made you to be, no matter what. What you're here to do is what God has set you here to do, and I'm thankful for that new beginning in my life.
Amen.
Amen. Who's next? Who's next? Over here. All right.
Michelle's like, bring it over. Bring it over.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I do a lot in the elementary, so you probably know me. Before I came to Village Church, I was what you call a lost soul. I was Catholic. I went to Catholic church every single Sunday. Thought I knew the Bible, thought I knew what I was doing was right, but when I came here, I realized I didn't know anything. I truly was a lost soul. I was hurt. I wasn't dealing with any of my past. I had been baptized, but my father didn't know. I also had found out that I had a sister that I didn't know about. So I had a lot of hurt going on in my life. And all this started kind of coming out as I moved here in Red Rock, and I moved here about 3 years ago. Village Church kind of started. They launched. I started going. They did a CR group. I went to Celebrate Recovery. I've gone to tribe groups. After all these groups, I'm still learning. But I've dealt with a lot of stuff that I thought I dealt with. I never did. It was kind of always hiding in the background. I was having control issues, angry with my husband, and he never did anything. I was angry with my family. I didn't understand all the secrets. So a lot of craziness, but this has been my ground. This has been my foundation. If it wasn't for this place, I'd be lost. I met a lot of great people, and the relationships I thought were good, they weren't, and I kind of let them go. I put boundaries up, and I realized that I was worthy more of what I thought I was, because I was also in a past relationship where I was being abused physically and mentally. So I thought I was worth nothing. So when I came here, I was with opened arms, I was accepted, and here I am today as a changed person, baptized, and everybody knows it, and trying to live a life with Jesus's word. Yeah. I may not be perfect, I am still dealing with my issues, but I'm here today. And I know I'm worthy.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Hey, great.
Hello, I'm Corey. First time actually coming to this church. God's been amazing to me. I've been through suicide commits. I've tried hurting myself so many times. And I came to church one day. And I just felt my heart open. And something came into my life that I wasn't expecting. Everybody always told me, there's God. He's always there. If you need him, just reach your hand out. He's right there. I never believed it. Sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's great.
And then there was that one day that I just turned around and said, God, just take me. I'm here. I'm yours. I'm ready. And he did.
Amen.
And because of that, I thank him every day that I wake up.
Amen.
He's my reason I wake up every day.
Praise God.
I'm just so grateful for him.
Thank you. So powerful.
We'd love to hear from a few more. I know there is no lack in this room, so.
I'm sure many of you have already heard my story, but Lily wants to hear my story. So I grew up in an atheist home, really dysfunctional. I wasn't seen there. And I turned to a life of drugs and gangs and had a son at 16. By the time I was 21, I had 4 kids, and I needed to get off drugs. And I came out here to Tucson, and I always felt that God was real and that Jesus was my savior. But I never felt I belonged inside of a church where everybody looked so perfect. They didn't appear to have all these flaws that I had. And, you know, I went through more loss. I lost my husband 3 years ago. Luckily, I had already met Ashley, and so had he. And I'm very thankful for that. I came to Village Church, and I, through the transparency that they show here, I saw that there's not anybody in this church better than I, and that I am worthy, and that God loves me. And I was baptized on our first service here. God's doing amazing things. I'm able to raise my 2 little ones with Jesus in their lives, and I can't be anything more thankful.
Yeah, we say here at Village Church, we're not a perfect people, we're not a perfect church, but we come in here to engage in relationship with Jesus, who refines us and makes us holy.
Right. A couple more.
Hello, my name is Megan. I'm chasing a 2-year-old, so bear with me. Hopefully he doesn't get into anything while I'm over here. So I was pretty much raised up in the church, but I grew up in a Lutheran church where they baptize you as a baby. And then as you're older, they have you go through confirmation. And I, of course, did that because that's what I was told I had to do, but I didn't really understand what I was doing. Since Village Church has launched, I've taken part in a lot of the groups they've done. I actually was baptized a year ago here, my own choosing to do so. The church has always taught forgiveness of others. The one thing that was never taught to me until recently, and something I've learned, is forgiveness of myself, which is the hardest thing to do. It's so much easier to forgive others for actions against you or to apologize to them for your actions, but to truly, truly forgive yourself for things you've done. I felt like I was a crazy parent. I was screaming at my kids all the time. I was not the best wife. I was very grouchy and could be controlling, and I just had a lot of issues. And I learned over the last 6 months, year, through one of actually the programs here, Celebrate Recovery, I learned that I needed to forgive myself and I needed to let go. I just needed to let go. Mm. And so I gave over all my control to God and said, I don't know why I don't trust you with it, but I need to, because that's exactly what control is. It's like trusting yourself more than anybody else. That's exactly what it is. I let go. And the blessings that have come our way since then has been, I can't even put words to it. It's been amazing. We've been blessed financially. We've had some really bad points where we've literally said, God, you got to help us out. And he has. Mm-hmm. We have also been, have a better relationship with my children. I'm a better mom. I don't yell as much. I'm a lot more patient, as you can see. I'm a much better wife, and I'm just a better person in general. And I have forgiven myself, which was a huge step. Yeah. Forgiven myself for my poor choices, my actions, my words. And it's a daily fight, but forgiveness for yourself, it's huge. And amen. I'm so thankful.
Amen. Awesome. Thanks, Meg.
Well, I'd love to share. Oh. All right, we're going to do one more here. We got Ken here in the back.
Hi, I'm Ken. I'm not going to say that I had a bad raising or any of that stuff. The only thing I'm going to say is that I pretty much raised myself since I was a little kid. You know, my parents got divorced, my dad. He raised us. We kind of had to fend for ourselves. And through all that, I learned to rely on myself. Through my adult years, the same thing happened. I just relying on myself. This went wrong. I got to fix it. This went wrong. I got to fix it. Just until recently, I felt the same way. I was in charge. You know, I had to do this, take care of my family, take care of my kids. And, you know, God has a funny way of saying, you can think that if you want to, but you know, you're not going to be able to do it without me. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to try to prove him wrong. Well, next thing you know, I have things happening that I had no control over. And the only thing I was forced to do was just beg God to take over. You know, it's just like that song, Jesus, Take the Wheel. You know, you gotta do that. And ever since I've done that, God has blessed me in ways, even today, certain things that you struggle with, you're never supposed to handle it. And never make God a last resort. Always make him the first resort. And that's what I did. And anything that happens, I just go to him, and he takes care of it, just like he promises. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, before we do a dedication, I just want to share from the perspective. I was raised in a Christian home, and I'll tell you, I am so thankful for that experience. There's upsides and downsides to everything, right? But I just want to share from my perspective, being raised in a Christian home, what we can look forward to for these kids about to be dedicated today is that I knew who God was from a very early age. I was raised going to a Christian school even, and so I take for granted today the Bible knowledge that I even have, right? Because I never had to think about it, really. It was just given to me constantly, a constant stream of knowledge and love was given to me through the church, through those Sunday school teachers that I don't remember most of them, but I know it's because of them that I can be here today, right? And so I am so thankful for my upbringing in that, in knowing Jesus at a young age, knowing this rich background that I have of relationship with him. And I can honestly, I know for a fact that he protected me from so much because I knew him, because I knew better. I can remember so strongly so many times of getting into a situation where I was like, I should not be here. I should not be doing this. I should have nothing to do with this. And then I would like call one of my parents and be like, hey, can you come pick me up? I'm at my friend's house and I know that what's happening here isn't right. Mm. Now, my friends thought I was a square and all that, right? They thought I was like, but you know what? God spared me through that relationship with the Holy Spirit so many bad situations that could have gone horribly wrong and could have drastically altered the course of my life. But God kept me. God loved me, he protected me, he guided me through all of that. And so that's what we have to look forward to today. When we dedicate these kids, we can look forward to his arm, his hand in their lives. Even when they're by themselves and they don't know what to do, we can count on God to be there for them. And that's a better friend than any of us can ever be. Amen.
Yeah, we're so grateful to hear the stories of Jesus. Excuse me. And I just want just take a moment to say, we believe that the Holy Spirit moves in this church. And so as people are talking about their past family hurts and their own guilt and shame that they got forgiveness for, and they also forgave themselves and literal saving from despair, that is what is offered to you today. So if kids were yapping in your ear that whole time, I just want you to hear that Jesus loves you, that he died for you to have a relationship with him, and he offers all of that freedom and victory in your life to you as well. If you have any questions about that, we would love to talk to you about that after the service. We're going to go into our dedications, and what we do here is we dedicate our baby. So in some traditions, they might baptize babies, but we say that baptism is a choice for someone when they enter a relationship with Jesus, but we do want to take a moment as parents, just like Hannah did in the Old Testament. She took her baby to the temple, and she said, "Lord, I'm dedicating him to you. You gave me this child. Now I'm going to hand him back to you and ask that you would bless his life, guide him. I can't control him. He's yours." And if you know anything about parenting, you know you can't control your kids. Amen? Right? Like at the end of the day, the one thing that gives me peace is that Jesus loves my kids more than I do. You know, like he is the one that has orchestrated the plan for their life and even knit them together in their mother's womb. And so we want to dedicate our children. So what this is, and we're going to have people come up in just a moment, is it's a time that parents say, I am going to model Christ to my kid the best of my ability. I'm going to raise up my children in the church and in a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in hopes that one day the Bible says, you know, train up a child in the way that he should go and he will not turn from it, right? So in hopes that when my kid comes of age, that they will choose Jesus as their Savior. So it's something as a parents to dedicate their kids, but it's also a chance for us as family and friends and the church body to say, we are going to support you in that. We got your back, right? So we're not going to judge your parenting style, right? Amen. Please, no one. Okay. You know, or I'm going to support you if you need help with that. I'm going to pray for you. You know, I hear every once in a while someone say, I've been praying for your kids. And I just think, that's amazing. People I don't even see every day lifting up my children. This is a challenge to us as a church to support, pray, help, right? It takes a village to raise a child. And so we're going to do that together as a church body.